Nathan 你好，欢迎再次来到 2CR 澳洲中文广播电台，好高兴再次邀请到你接受我们的采访。
Hello Nathan, welcome back to 2CR Radio. It's great to having you with us again.
Yeah, always good to be having a chat with you on 2CR.
Hey, 好高兴再次来到 2CR 和你们聊下天。
Yes, since we last spoke about the Western Sydney has continued to evolve rapidly, with the Western Sydney International Airport preparing to open in this year, Fairfield City taking shape, and this year, New South Wales budget placing a strong focus on infrastructure and housing. Many residents are asking with these developments with actually means for their communities. So today we would like to talk about a closer where Western Sydney is heading and what the local families can expect over the coming years. So Nathan, it's been some time since our last interview. Before we discuss some of the major projects across Western Sydney, could you first share with us what is been keeping you busy recently and in both Parliament and across the Leppington area?
自从我们上次采访以来，西悉尼持续快速发展，随着西悉尼国际机场将于今年正式启用， Bradfield City 正逐步成型，以及今年的新州预算案重点投放于基建和房屋发展，很多居民都非常关心这些大型的发展项目将如何改变他们的社区。今天我们希望和大家一起深入探讨西悉尼未来的发展方向，以及当地家庭在未来几年可以期待些什么。Nathan, 距离我们上次采访已经有一段时间，在谈西悉尼各大重大发展计划之前，可不可以和我们分享一下最近无论是新州议会还是 Leppington 选区，你最主要忙着什么工作呢？
Yeah, well, last week we just wrapped up the budget, which we'll talk about shortly, but it's been a bit of a time where all those commitments I made at the last election have started being delivered. So we're doing things like topping out ceremonies where the buildings are being completed and we're cutting ribbons. And so it's a real sort of phase where we're delivering on our promises. So schools, roads, upgrades and those kinds of things. And of course, the airport.
Mm-hmm.
是的，上个星期我们刚刚完成了新州预算案，我相信稍后我们都会谈到这个部分。而最近这段时间对我来说最大的工作重点，就是将我上次州选举的时候向居民承诺的事项一项一项地真正落实。我们最近都出席了不少工程封顶仪式，都参加了很多新设施的剪彩启用，可以说现在正是一个将承诺变成现实的阶段，包括新建学校、道路升级以及各类的基建工程，当然都包括西悉尼国际机场。
So we know that the Western Sydney International Airport is now entering its final stage before opening. Could you give us an update on where is the project stands today and what is some of the key milestones still to come before the airport official opens?
我们知道西悉尼国际机场已经进入正式启用前的最后阶段，可不可以和我们分享一下目前整个工程进展如何呢？在正式开幕之前还有哪些重要的里程碑即将完成？
Yeah, so there's been a fair bit of commissioning and testing underway. I've been out there a couple times and when you go there you'll see hundreds of luggage bags and literally there are workers just putting them through the paces and seeing that they all end up where they're supposed to go. So given the amount of bags I've seen when I'm there, there's a very good chance that your baggage won't be lost. They've done some very, very rigorous testing, but right across there in terms of everything you'd expect from a modern, safe 21st century airport, they've done the kind of testing that you'd expect and the kind of commissioning. They've also started to announce some of the retailers that will be there, so the duty-free, some of the restaurants and bars. So it's really starting to take shape. The retailers are going to start fit out. Some of them have already started. So it's getting really, really close. So the first freight planes are supposed to land in the coming weeks, and then we'll have passengers starting to arrive October, November. So very, very exciting. It's real and it's here.
目前整个机场已经进入大量测试和验收阶段。我最近去了现场几次，你会见到现场摆放着数以百计的行李箱，工作人员正不断地测试行李输送系统，确保每一件行李都可以准确地送到应有的位置。以我看到的测试规模来说，我相信大家日后在这个机场遗失行李的机会应该非常之低。他们进行了非常严格、非常全面的测试。 整个机场嘅所有，你会期待一座现代化、安全、符合21世纪标准嘅国际机场所具备嘅系统，目前都已经完成或者正系进行紧全面嘅测试同埋验收。另外，机场亦开始公布首批进驻嘅商户，包括免税店以及多间餐厅同酒吧。成个机场已经越嚟越有正式嘅营运模样，唔少商户已经开始进场装修，部分更加系已经开始施工。而家距离正式启用真系非常之接近，首批货运航班预计将于未来呢几个星期就抵达，而旅客航班则将于10月同埋11月开始投入服务，所以呢个系一件令人非常之兴奋嘅事。呢座机场唔再系一个规划，而系真真正正即将投入运作。
Yeah, we know that our Western Sydney Airport is generate a great deal of excitement, but many people are wondering what success will actually look like in its early year. Beyond opening day itself, how confident are you that the airport will attract airlines and businesses and investment, and how long do you think it will take to reach us the full potential?
我哋知道西悉尼国际机场一直备受各界嘅期待，不过很多市民在思考机场在营运的初期究竟怎样先算真正的成功呢？除了正式启用之外，你对机场能够吸引航空公司、企业和投资有多大的信心？你认为还需要多久机场才可以真正发挥它全部的潜力？
Yeah, so if you take that last measure there, investment, it's already a success. So there's been somewhere in the realm of about $20 billion invested by the state and federal government in terms of the airport itself, the transport links, the roads. But to date, I think there's somewhere north of $30 to $35 billion in private investment for the airport. So warehousing, development, some of the housing's now started to come. But in terms of that warehousing and employment lands and all the associated development around the airport, there's about $30 to $35 billion there. So I think by that measure, you can say it's a success. Certainly over the coming years, we'll see some success in terms of those other measures you've mentioned. It's opening on day one, but it's meant to grow. You've got the passenger terminals there, and the way it's been designed is they can be expanded sort of in a modular fashion down the runway, and then it will flip and basically you'll mirror image that when the second runway goes in. So it's designed to grow, the success will obviously grow as the years go by.
Mm-hmm.
如果用你刚刚提到的其中一个指标，即是投资来衡量，我认为它其实已经是一项成功的计划。截至目前为止，新州政府和联邦政府已经投资约200亿澳元用于机场本身、交通连接和周边的道路建设。除此之外，目前围绕住整个机场地区，私人投资已经超过300亿至350亿澳元。这些投资包括物流、仓储、工业发展、就业用地，而现在亦开始陆续有住宅发展项目展开。因此，如果单纯从机场周边的仓储、产业园区、就业用地以及整个配套发展来看，已经吸入了300多亿的澳元的私人投资。单凭这一点，我认为它已经是一个非常成功的项目。而未来几年，我相信你刚刚提到的其他指标，包括航空公司、商业活动以及整个经济效益，都会陆续展现成果。因为这座机场并不是设计成第一日开幕就完全发展成熟，它本身就是一个持续成长的项目。目前客运航厦的设计采用模组化方式，可以沿着跑道逐步扩建，未来当第二条跑道建成后，整个航厦亦可以以镜像方式再进一步扩展。所以这个是一座为未来几十年发展而设计的机场，它的成功都将会随着时间不断累积和扩大。
And we know that as the opening day is coming, but the delay to the Western Sydney Airport Metro has attracted considerable public attention. With the airport opening before the rail line is complete, how is the government planning to ensure the travellers and local residents can still access the airport conveniently during the transitional period?
随住机场开幕日期越来越近，不过西悉尼机场 Metro 延期的消息亦引起不少市民的关注。在机场正式营运的时候，铁路仍未完成，政府将如何确保旅客和西悉尼居民在这一段过渡期间仍然可以方便前往机场？
Yeah, that's a great question. I think everyone would have loved to have seen the metro open either on day one or before the airport was open. But there has been some issues with the contractors. And one of the things the minister has been very clear about is that we will make sure that the New South Wales taxpayer gets the best bang for buck when it comes to that. So we're certainly making sure that there's value for money in that project. But getting there via the metro is not the only way. There are new buses about to launch very, very soon. So in the coming days and weeks, those buses will actually start. So before the airport's open, and they're coming from all around Western Sydney. So Penrith, Liverpool, Campbelltown, Leppington, Mount Druitt, you'll be able to get express buses to the airport. That means that people, and the idea behind that is that it's important to have the public transport in place before the airport opens. If it opens with no public transport and people start driving there, it's a very hard habit to break. So those buses will be up and running. And they're also important for getting people across Western Sydney. You might not want to, you might not be travelling to the airport, but you might want to get from Campbelltown to Leppington, or you might want to get from Liverpool to Penrith. And at the moment, those connections are a little bit difficult. And so this is also about opening up connections across different parts of Western Sydney. But if you look at Melbourne, they don't have rail for their airport, and the rail at the current Sydney airport wasn't there for many, many decades. So the fact that you will have a metro there within a year or two of the airport opening is quite unique. And if you look at it in that perspective, it's a good thing. And I know that everyone's working hard on ensuring it gets opened and up and running as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. This is a very good question. 我相信每一个人都希望 Metro 能够在机场开幕当天，甚至是更早之前同步投入服务。不过目前工程确实是遇到一些承建商方面的问题。交通部长一直都非常清楚地表示，政府必须确保每一分纳税人的金钱都物有所值。因此我们都希望整个工程在品质和成本上面都做到最好。不过 Metro 并不是唯一前往机场的方法。政府即将推出全新的机场特快巴士服务，未来几日至几个星期内，这些巴士就会开始投入服务，而且会在机场正式开幕之前率先运行。巴士的路线将会连接 Penrith、Liverpool、Camden、Leppington 以及 Mount Druitt 等西悉尼重要地区，居民可以直接乘搭特快机场巴士前往机场。我们之所以重视公共交通，就是希望在机场启用之前，居民已经可以习惯使用公共交通。如果机场开幕的时候完全没有公共交通，大部分人都会选择自己开车，而一旦形成这种习惯，日后就很难改变。除此之外，这些巴士不只是服务机场，它们同时可以改善整个西悉尼不同地区之间的交通联系。例如有些人并不是要去机场，而只是希望由 Campbelltown 前往 Leppington， 或者由 Liverpool 前往 Penrith。 目前这些跨区的交通其实并不是很方便，因此新的巴士服务亦希望改善西悉尼各区之间的连接。如果看看墨尔本，其实墨尔本机场至今仍未有铁路连接，而悉尼现有的 Kingsford Smith Airport 已经营运了很多年之后先有机场铁路，因此西悉尼国际机场能够在开幕后一两年就有 Metro 接驳，其实已经是一项相当特别的安排。如果在这个角度来看，我认为这个仍然是一件值得肯定的事。我知道整个团队都正全力地推进工程，希望 Metro 能够尽快投入服务。
And beyond the buses, what do you think that would connect the Western Sydney Airport to the other part of Western Sydney suburbs in the future?
除了巴士服务之外，你认为未来还有什么交通配套可以进一步加强西悉尼机场和整个西悉尼其他地区之间的连接呢？
Yeah, so I think the real important and missing piece of the puzzle is what's known as the Leppington extension. So the South West Rail that goes to Edmondson Park and Leppington was always intended to extend further, and I think it's really important that that is extended out to the airport and connects up to the metro out there, because once you have a heavy rail connection, it means that you can get to places like Liverpool and Parramatta and the city and the other airport. And I think that's the point at which the airport really starts to get going. And when I speak to people who've moved out into my area, they've done so because there is an expectation that that rail link will be completed, and they'll be, you know, two or three stops from Bradfield or two or three stops from the airport. And I think that'll be a real game changer for the area. So the federal government announced $1 billion to acquire the land for that corridor, and there's currently a business case underway, and that's something that I'm fighting incredibly hard for, and not just because it benefits Leppington, but it benefits the whole, I think, southwestern Sydney, Western Sydney, Sydney, you know, the whole region. It means that by heavy rail you can get to the airport, and I think it's a really important project, and I'm harassing the transport minister at every opportunity.
Mm-hmm. 我认为目前整个拼图入面最重要的 仍然欠缺的一个部分就是大家所说的 Leppington Extension， 现在的 South West Rail Link 只是连接到 Edmondson Park 和 Leppington， 但其实当初规划的时候就已经预留日后继续向西延伸，我一直认为这条铁路应该进一步延伸至西悉尼国际机场，并同 Metro 接轨，但真正有了重铁之后， 市民就可以直接前往 Liverpool、 Parramatta、 悉尼市中心， 甚至现有的 Kingsford Smith Airport。 我认为到了那个时候，西悉尼国际机场才会真正开始全面发挥它的潜力。 我平时接触很多搬到 Leppington的居民， 他们之所以选择在这里置业， 其中一个重要的原因就是 他们相信这条铁路最终一定会完成。 他们希望未来只需要两三个车站就可以到达 Bradfield 或者西悉尼机场， 我相信这个将会成为西悉尼一个重大的转变。 联邦政府早前已经宣布拨款10亿澳元， 用作收购未来铁路走廊所需土地。 目前相关的商业可行性研究 亦正在进行。 这个是一个我一直非常努力推动的项目， 不只是因为它对 Leppington 有利， 而因为它惠及了整个西南悉尼、 西悉尼， 甚至整个悉尼地区。 有了重铁连接后， 整个悉尼的居民都可以更加方便地前往西悉尼国际机场。 我认为这个是一项非常重要的基建工程。 而我都可以跟大家说， 只要有任何机会， 我都会不断地向交通部长争取和提醒， 希望这项工程可以尽快落实。
Do you think that is coming soon in any soon future?
你认为这项铁路延伸工程 是否有机会可以在不久的将来正式落实呢？
So the business case is imminent. So that's due to land on the minister's desk soon, and I think there's an important decision about what the next big transport project in Sydney is. You've got the metro's underway, and the metro to Bankstown's going to wrap up soon. The Western Sydney metro's wrapping up soon. So there are some decisions that need to be made around what is the next big project. And I think I've made a pretty convincing case that it is the South West Rail. So fingers crossed. I'll keep pushing, and I know that businesses and advocates and the community and my colleagues are pushing very hard for that, and let's hope we get that over the line between now and the election.
目前这份商业可行性研究已经接近完成，相信很快就会提交到交通部长的办公室。我认为现在已经来到一个重要的时刻，就是政府需要决定悉尼下一个大型交通基建项目究竟是乜嘢。 Metro 工程目前仍然推进， Bankstown Metro 即将完成， Western Sydney Metro 亦正逐步建设，因此很快就需要决定下一项大型的交通投资应该摆在哪里。我认为我已经提出了一个相当之有说服力的理由，就是 South West Rail Extension 应该成为下一个重点项目，所以希望一起顺利，我会继续努力争取。 不少的企业、 社区团体以及我的议会同事，大家都非常支持这一项工程，希望能够在下一次州选举之前推动这一项计划取得重大的进展。
So beyond the Western Sydney Airport, we know that in the Western Sydney part, Bradfield City has been described as the Australia's first new city in more than a century. We've heard a lot about this vision over the years, but where does the project stand today and what changes can the local resident expect to see over the next few years?
除了西悉尼国际机场之外，我们知道 Bradfield City 被形容为澳洲一百年以来首座全新规划建设的城市。过去几年，我们听到不少关于这座城市的发展蓝图，但目前这个项目进展到哪个阶段呢？未来几年，当地的居民又可以期待见到什么实质的改变？
Yeah, so that metro will have a station at Bradfield. There'll be two stations at the airport and one at Bradfield. So it'll have public transport as it grows. There's already a couple of buildings there. One of them's an advanced manufacturing research facility, and the other building is complements that. So that's designed to foster, you know, innovative industries and really sort of high tech, cutting edge jobs in the area. The government announced earlier this year the winner for the tender to build the first sort of section. So that'll have commercial building and residential. So again, like the airport, that's not meant to be there on day one, but it'll grow in time. But the idea is that it's a planned city like Canberra. And so it's been designed with the best sort of urban planning principles in place. And it'll be a really wonderful place to live, work and play when it really gets going. But work is underway on the metro and the buildings, and the initial work's underway on that first precinct, which will have, as I said, retail, commercial and residential offerings. So something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Bradfield 未来将会有一个 metro 车站，整个西悉尼国际机场范围将有两个车站，而 Bradfield 则会设有另一个车站。因此随着城市的发展，公共交通配套一开始就会同步到位。目前当地已经有数座建筑物正在兴建中，其中一座就是先进制造研究中心，另一座就是与这个中心互相配合的设施。整个规划的目的就是希望吸引创新产业以及更加多高科技尖端技术相关的工作机会落户当地。今年的稍早，政府公布了 Bradfield 第一个重要的发展区的中标发展商。这个发展区将包括商业大楼和住宅项目。就好像西悉尼国际机场一样， Bradfield 并不是希望在第一日就全部建成。它是一座会随着时间不断发展的新城市。整个概念有点像堪培拉，是一座经过完整规划的新城市。规划过程中采用了很多现代城市的设计理念，希望打造一个适合居住、工作和生活的城市。目前 Metro 研究设施以及整个发展区已经开始施工，而第一期亦将包括零售、商业和住宅用途。因此我相信未来几年确实值得大家期待。
So is there any like specific purpose for this Bradfield City? Because we know that for the CBD of Sydney is for commercial or maybe more on business side and finance. Is there any like tech or any other major focus purpose on that city?
Bradfield City 是否有一个比较明确的定位呢？例如我们知道悉尼 CBD 主要集中商业和金融产业，那 Bradfield 未来会否以科技产业或者其他待定的产业作为主要的发展方向呢？
Yeah, so sort of more sort of cutting edge industries and sectors. So advanced manufacturing, robotics, and things that, you know, I think to a certain extent, you know, industries that probably haven't even been thought of yet. So it's really future looking, and it's drawing on that talent and that expertise in Western Sydney. It's a young area. There are a lot of smart, innovative, hardworking people out there, and there's also a really big manufacturing sector. So it's bringing that together along with the airport. So things like aeronautics and potentially military type uses as well. And they're also very keen to get a university out there. So that sort of research and sort of cutting edge jobs and jobs of the future is a real focus there. So.
Yes.
有的。 Breffield 的定位主要就是面向未来的产业，以及各种高科技、创新产业，例如先进创造、机械人技术，以及一些甚至今日仍未出现的新兴产业。可以说它是一座真正面向未来的新城市。它希望善用西悉尼本身拥有的人才和专业知识。西悉尼是一座非常年轻的地区。 这里聚集了很多聪明、有创意而且非常之努力工作的人，同时西悉尼本身都拥有非常强大的创造业基础。Breffield希望将这些优势同西悉尼国际机场结合起来，例如航空产业，甚至未来亦有可能吸引国防相关产业进驻。另外，政府亦非常希望未来能够在Breffield建设大学，因此科研、 创新、高科技以及未来的新兴工作机会，都是Breffield最重要的发展方向。
And we know that beyond on the our development, this year's New South Wales budget was already announced, including its significant investments across Western Sydney. So looking specifically at Leppington area and the surrounding region, what commitments do you believe will have the greatest impacts on the local families and why?
除了刚刚提到的各项大型发展项目，今年新州预算案亦已经公布，其中包括大量投资于西悉尼地区。如果聚焦在Leppington以及周边的社区，你认为哪些预算措施将会对当地居民和家庭带来最大的影响？原因是什么呢？
Yeah, so it was a really good Labor budget, you know, and it was a budget focused on cost of living and working families and to a certain extent Western Sydney. And so I think the real frame around that is that we acknowledge that times are tough for a lot of people, but a lot of those factors are outside any state or federal government's control. But there are things we can do to help people. And there's, you know, around cost of living, there's $100 off your registrar, your car rego, which I think a lot of people will be very happy with. Freezing opal fares, so not putting them up. And also for Western Sydney, I think the big one is the toll cap. So we introduced a toll cap for a $60 toll cap when we got elected. We're now bringing that down to $50. So as soon as you spend more than $50 a week, everything over that you will get back. So that's a real focus for Western Sydney. In my part of Leppington, we've got a pretty good budget. We've now got an additional $400 million for 15th Avenue, which I've spoken about on the show before. So again, that's the main, you know, if you draw a straight line between the Liverpool CBD and Bradfield, that's 15th Avenue, and that road really does need to be upgraded. At the moment, it's very congested, and so in the short term, it'll improve people travelling to and from school and work, but long term, it'll mean people can get to the airport. And there's also some additional money for $200 million for Elizabeth Drive, which is another key road to the airport. So we spoke about that earlier, and it's not just the buses and the rail, but it's the roads we're upgrading. I'm also very pleased to say I've got two new schools, so a new high school for Austral and a new public school for Austral. So that's an area that's growing rapidly. The one existing public school there is going to have probably somewhere in the rounds of 1,000 students next year. And the area is growing rapidly. It's had a 300% increase in kindergarten enrolments over the last 5 years. So this is about not playing catch up anymore. We've spent the last few years playing catch up, especially in the area of schools. And this is now about getting in front of those problems and making sure that the schools are there when they're needed, not after they're needed.
Mm-hmm. 我认为今年是一份非常好的工党预算案。整份预算案主要 聚焦是生活成本、工资家庭以及西悉尼地区的需要。整体而言，我们明白目前有很多家庭都面对生活压力。当然，推高生活成本有很多因素，其实并不是州政府或者联邦政府可以控制。不过，我们仍然希望透过一些措施减轻居民的负担，例如今年预算案推出汽车注册费减免100元。 我相信很多市民都会欢迎这一项措施。 另外，我哋亦冻结咗 OPPO 公共交通嘅票价，唔会再调高票价。至于西悉尼居民，我认为最重要嘅一项措施就系过路费上限。工党政府上任后推出咗每星期60元嘅 toll cap， 而今年我哋再进一步将上限降低到每星期50元。换句话说，当市民一星期支付超过50元过路费，超出嘅部分就可以获得退还。我认为呢个对西悉尼好多家庭嚟讲系一项非常之重要嘅支援措施。至于 Leppington 选区方面，今年嘅预算案同样带嚟咗唔少好消息。我哋成功争取额外4亿澳元，用于 15th Avenue 嘅升级工程。之前我哋都曾经喺你哋嘅节目中提到呢一条道路，如果由 Liverpool 市中心一直划一条直线前往 Bradfield， 咁基本上就系 15th Avenue。呢条道路目前交通非常之挤塞，因此的确是急需要改善。短期来讲，道路升级可以改善居民每日的上下班和接送仔女上学的交通。长远而言，它更加会成为连接西悉尼国际机场的重要道路之一。除此之外，我们亦成功争取额外2亿澳元，用于 Elizabeth Drive 的改善工程。这个同样是通往机场的重要交通干道。刚刚我们提到巴士和铁路，但是道路的建设同样重要，因此政府亦同步加快紧道路的升级。另外，我都好高兴争取了两所新学校，其中就包括 Austro 一所的新高中啦，同埋一所新的公立小学。Austro 是一个人口增长非常快的地区，而家唯一一所公立小学预计明年学生人数将接近1000人。过去5年，幼稚园新生入学人数更增加了约3倍。因此我们现在希望做到的不再是事后补救。过去多年我们一直都追赶着人口增长，特别是在教育方面。现在我们希望能够提前部署，在居民真正需求之前就将学校兴建好，而不是等到需求出现之后才开始规划。
So what you have mentioned about is the rapidly growth in among the Leppington and Western Sydney area. But do you believe that the infrastructure delivery is keeping up, and where do you think the biggest challenges still remain?
啱啱你提到 Leppington 以及成个西悉尼嘅人口正快速增长，你认为目前基础建设嘅发展速度系咪已经追上人口嘅增长呢？又或者你认为目前最大的挑战仍然是什么呢？
As I said, I think we've been playing catch up. It might sound political, but I think it's fair to say that there wasn't enough investment in Western Sydney and certainly my area of southwestern Sydney over the 12 years in government, as all that housing went in. The roads weren't upgraded, the schools weren't being built, the hospitals weren't being built and upgraded, and that's something we've really focused on over this term of government. And we're now in a position where we're getting in front of that and playing and making sure that they're there when they're needed. So I've mentioned the schools. Look, I think there's certainly some work that needs to be done with the roads. Roads are a little bit more difficult because the state government obviously delivers the main roads, but councils need to deliver the local roads. And I think certainly Liverpool Council and to a lesser extent Camden Council need to deliver some upgraded roads there. And that's something I'm trying to assist them with and trying to come up with ways where we can upgrade those roads as soon as possible. But in terms of things that the state government has a handle on, education, health, and those kinds of things, I think we've done fantastically well. There's upgrades to Campbelltown, Liverpool, Fairfield, Bankstown, hospitals. So in the health space, I think we're doing a fantastic job. And it's not just the buildings themselves, it's the people that work in them. So we removed the wages cap, and teachers have got a significant pay rise. Nurses have got a significant significant pay rise, paramedics, police, fireys. So one of the problems we inherited was that we were losing a lot of public sector workers. In fact, the nurses magazine from Queensland was advertising in New South Wales and poaching nurses over the border because they were getting paid more. It's a very, you know, it sounds simple, but it's true. If you pay people more, they will stick around. And we've certainly seen that in terms of nurses and teachers and fireys.
Mm-hmm.
正如我啱啱所讲，我认为我哋过去一直都追赶紧人口增长。咁样讲可能听起有啲政治化，但系我认为客观嚟讲，喺上一届政府执行12年间，西悉尼尤其系我所属嘅西南悉尼地区，基建嘅投资确实系不足够。当大量嘅住宅不断落成嘅同时，道路并冇同步提升，学校都冇同步兴建，医院更加没有同步扩建。因此这一届政府上任之后，我们一直将这些问题列为重点工作。我认为我们现在已经开始由追赶转变成提前规划。刚刚我已经提到学校的方面了。至于道路，我认为仍然有不少的工作需要完成。道路建设比较复杂，因为州政府主要负责干道，而地方的道路则由地方市议会负责。我认为 Liverpool Council 以及 Camden Council 都仍然需要加快部分地区、部分地方的道路的改善工程，而我一直都积极地协助他们，希望同地方政府一起找到方法尽快推动这些道路升级。至于州政府直接负责的范畴，例如教育、医疗等公共的服务，我认为我们已经取得非常好的成果。目前 Campbelltown、 Liverpool、Fairfield 和 Bankstown 等医院都正在进行大型的升级工程。在医疗方面，我认为政府做了很多重要的工作，而且改善医疗服务不只是兴建新大楼，更加重要的是留住医护人员。因此我们上任后其中一项重要的措施就是取消公共部门的薪酬上限。教师获得了大幅加薪，护士都获得了大幅加薪，救护员、警察和消防员同样获得了明显的薪酬提升。我们接手政府的时候，其中一个很大的问题就是公共服务人员的大量流失。我记得当时昆士兰护士协会甚至在新州刊登招聘广告，希望将护士刮到去昆士兰，因为当地的薪酬更加之高。这个道理其实很简单，如果薪酬合理，人就自然愿意留下工作。而我们都确实见到护士、教师和消防员的留任情况都有所改善。
So we know that what you mentioned is about the upgrades and new developments among the Lappington and Western Sydney area, but with the density is going to increase rapidly, do you believe that in the Lappington area there's enough like connection between like suburbs and suburbs among like within Lappington area?
啱啱你提到 Lappington 以及成个西悉尼都有唔少嘅新嘅发展同埋基建项目。不过随住人口密度持续快速增加，你认为 Lappington 区内嘅各个社区之间嘅交通同埋连结系咪已经足够呢？
Yeah, look, these places have been master planned. So there is a colourful map that you can look up that shows you how it's all supposed to look when it's finished. And I'll acknowledge that at the moment it doesn't quite look like that because, you know, not all the areas are developing and they're not developing in stages. There's the issue of fragmented development where someone might develop, you know, what was a chicken farm, a 4-acre chicken farm, and the person next door still might want to run their chicken farm. And so the roads and the footpaths and stuff don't connect up. But in time, there is, you know, the way it's been planned is that they're walkable communities, they're communities where you can get around. And most importantly, they're communities where you're not too far from some open space and some parks. We know that houses now are built on smaller lots and people don't have big backyards. And so there's a real big need for open space. And that's something I've certainly been pushing very, very hard for in places like Austral and Lappington, that a lot of young families moving into the area, kids want to run around on the grass and kick a ball and go down a slippery dip. So that's one of the things we're really, really focused on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
呢啲新社区其实全部都系经过完整总体规划。如果大家去睇下规划蓝图，就会见到成个地区最终完成后应该呈现嘅样貌。我都承认目前实际嘅情况同最终蓝图仲有一段距离，原因系唔同嘅地段并唔系同时开发，另外都存在所谓嘅零散发展嘅问题。例如一块原本四英亩大嘅养鸡场已经完成住宅开发，但隔离嘅土地业主可能仍然继续经营紧农场，因此道路、人行道以及其他基建设施未必能够立即完全咁接驳起嚟。不过随住整体发展逐步完成，呢啲社区最终都会连结起嚟。成个规划的理念就是打造一个方便步行、方便居民日常生活的社区。更重要的是希望每一个居民都可以在家附近找到公园和开放的空间。现在的新建住宅大多建在比较细小的地段上面。居民已经不像之前那样拥有大后院，因此公共公园和绿化空间的重要性比以往更高。这个都是我一直非常积极推动的事，尤其是在 Austral 和 Leppington 这些地区。越来越多年轻的家庭搬到来这里生活，小朋友需要有地方跑步、踢球，都需要游乐场去玩。所以这个就是我们目前非常重视的一项工作。
And what will we see is the priorities for the new developments and infrastructures for those, the transport or any like parks and stuff.
咁展望未来，你认为新嘅发展同基建项目应该优先聚焦喺边啲方面呢？除咗交通之外，例如公园同埋社区建社区设施方面，又有啲乜嘢系政府目前嘅重点？
I think, yeah, we just discussed, you know, parks. I think parks is the one that certainly comes through for me. It used to be schools, and I think we've done a lot of great work in terms of schools. You mentioned public transport. I think buses. I think people undervalue buses as a form of public transport. I love buses. It sounds a bit weird, but, you know, a really good bus network makes a massive difference to a community. And if they're clean, if they're reliable, if they turn up on time, they can get people around and they, you know, you fill up a bus, that's 50 cars you take off the road, right? So we'll have more to say about that in the coming days and weeks in regards to buses. But that's certainly one of the areas where we need to do better. But again, it comes back to the bus routes sometimes take you down local roads, and those local roads aren't in the best shape. So it's about working with all three levels of government, especially council, to ensure that we have adequate footpaths and adequate bus shelters and adequate local roads to get those bus routes in.
Mm-hmm. 我想我们刚刚已经谈过公园，对我来说，公园仍然是目前最重要的工作之一。几年前我最关注的就是学校建设，而我认为我们在教育方面已经取得了一项很大的进展。至于你刚刚提到公共交通，我一直认为很多人其实低估了巴士的重要性。我很喜欢巴士，听起来可能有点奇怪，但一个完整的巴士网络真的可以彻底地改变一个社区。只要巴士干净、准时、可靠，它就可以有效地运送大量乘客。一辆坐满了乘客的巴士就代表道路上可以减少大约50辆的汽车。未来几日或者几个星期，我们亦会公布更加多有关巴士服务的新消息。我认为巴士仍然是我们需要持续改善的重要范畴。不过这个都再次回到地方基建的问题。很多巴士路线都需要行驶地方道路，如果地方的道路状况不好，那就很难提供完善的巴士服务。因此我认为州政府、地区政府和联邦政府三个层级都必须共同合作，尤其是地方市议会。我们需要更完善的人行道、更加好的巴士停、候车亭，以及能够支援公共交通运作的地方道路。
So finally, we know that Western Sydney is entering one of the biggest periods of transformation in its history right now. So when you look ahead over the next decades, what kind of Western Sydney do you hope today's young families and future generation will inherit?
最后，我们知道西悉尼正进行历史上面其中一个最重要的发展时期， 展望未来十年，你希望今日的年轻家庭以及下一代将会继承一个怎样的西悉尼呢？
Yeah, look, I think you've nailed it. It's really on the cusp of something tremendous. And if you look a couple decades ahead, you'll see, you know, Bradfield is an established city. You know, it probably rivals Parramatta in terms of, you know, scale and its economic output. You've got an airport next door, which is up and running and flying all over the place. And hopefully, you know, some of those industries I talked about that haven't been invented yet have been invented and pioneered in Western Sydney. And young kids that are maybe not even in school yet are the CEOs of these, you know, billion-dollar companies that are, you know, top of the share market in New York or Sydney. And these young Western Sydney products are showing the world and, you know, employing people and generating, you know, economic growth and really turning around that perception of Western Sydney and hopefully making Eastern Sydney a bit jealous.
So. 我认为西悉尼而家系企紧系一个非常重要嘅转折点。如果将时间拉长到20年后，我相信 Bradfield 将会发展成一座成熟嘅新城市。佢嘅规模同经济产值都可以同 Parramatta 差唔多。到时候旁边嘅西悉尼国际机场亦已经全面咁投入运作，航班飞往世界各地。我亦希望我啱啱提到嘅嗰啲产业，甚至包括今日仍未出现嘅新兴产业，未来都能够喺西悉尼诞生，并且由西悉尼率先带领发展。今日嗰啲甚至仲未翻到学嘅小朋友，将来都可能会成为市值数十亿企业嘅行政总裁。佢哋嘅公司可能喺纽约或者悉尼嘅证券交易所上市。呢啲喺西悉尼长大嘅年轻人，将会走向世界，创造更加多就业机会，带动经济发展，同时彻底改变大家对西悉尼嘅印象，甚至希望有一日仲可以令东悉尼嘅人都开始有啲羡慕西悉尼。
It sounds like a bit like the Silicon Valley right now.
咁样听起嚟，呢个有啲似喺度打造紧澳洲版嘅捷谷。
Look, I think there really is potential for, you know, whether it is in IT, but a new form of Silicon Valley in Western Sydney. You know, there's a lot happening in the, you know, the renewable energy space, in the advanced manufacturing space, in things like AI, and you know, there's some really really smart people who can maybe bring all that together and nail it in Western Sydney, and Western Sydney becomes a global leader in these new industries we haven't even thought about. So it can happen. The pieces of the jigsaw are there, and we just need those hardworking bright minds to pull it all together.
Mm-hmm. 我认为西悉尼确实具备咁样嘅潜力。无论是资讯科技定是其他全新的产业，我相信西悉尼都有机会发展出属于自己的捷谷。目前在再生能源、先进制造业以及人工智能等领域都已经有很多重要的发展。我们拥有很多非常之优秀和非常聪明的人才，如果能够将这些不同领域结合起来，我相信西悉尼有能力可以成为全球新兴产业的领导者，甚至在一些今日还未出现的新产业上面率先取得突破。可以说整幅拼图的重要部分都已经具备，现在需要的就是更加多有创意、有能力、很努力的人将这些一切真正的东西结合起来。
I think so as well. So I think that's concluded with our interview today. Thank you for your time and sharing your thoughts with us today as well.
Thank you, and always a pleasure to come on.
Thank you very much.
我都非常认同，今日嘅采访就到呢度，非常感谢 Nathan 今日接受我哋嘅采访，都多谢你同我哋分享对西悉尼未来发展嘅睇法。